السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear sisters.
الحمد لله.
Let's get into the tea.
You already know the vibes. So
today we have a special, special guest, number one on our podcast interviewing series, Alhamdulillah. So today we have, do you want me to give your full name?
No, don't do that.
Or you want me to?
Just say your uncle. That's
it. Okay, this is my uncle. We call him, well, he's like my batugune? Is that what it's called?
Bachine.
Oh, he's my bachine. Right, he's like in the group of my fathers, but he actually like the younger brother. His name is, I call him Baomarum, right? And it's crazy, like, we met in a strange way. We never met in person. Mm-hmm. He used to live in Canada, and then I heard that, you know, the woman that he was going to marry, my aunt now, is going to marry one of the guys in my house, in, like, my village. Okay. And then I was like, okay, so one of my other cousins, Mariam, I was like, oh, okay, do you have his Instagram or whatever? I'm going to hit him up, you know, introduce myself. Since that year is when I went to Gambia and I met all the family and stuff like that. I was like, okay, yeah, it's important. Like, I understood the importance of reaching out to your family member and knowing where you're from and stuff like that. So I hit him up on Instagram and we got to know each other. I sent him pictures of my trip and stuff like that. Alhamdulillah, he finally came to New York. We reconnected, and now he knows my family. You know, it's like we didn't. It feels like we haven't missed any time. You know, we haven't missed any time, and you know, I respect him, and that's like, you know, my butchin there. But low key, he actually him like my older brother or something like that. But you know, Alhamdulillah.
No, I'm not treating him quite small. You treat him like your grandpa. That's what.
Oh yeah, that's it. I mean, but I don't know. I don't really be into the Soninke politics like that. All right, so Bamaru, take it away. You can introduce yourself.
Mm-hmm. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers and sisters.
Yes, sir.
My name is Omar. Uh-huh. I'm not going to give you my surname, but this is me.
Yes, sir. That is, it's good right here. Yeah. All
right.
Got the question.
So where are you from, Bamaru? Where were you born?
Actually, I was born in Serekunda, mm-hmm. but I told people I'm always from Sabi. So
Sabi is like the village in Gambia.
Yeah, Sabi is like the village in Gambia. Mm-hmm. We call it URR. Mm-hmm. It's the best village.
Astaghfirullah. We all know where the best village is. It's Gambisara. Okugiri Gambisara. Yeah, number one village in the Gambia. Don't even try it. Okanda Gambia Sara. The name is Gambisara. We gave birth to the Gambia.
Where's Gambisara at?
In the Gambia.
Oh, there's a village called Gambisara.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. You playing, bro? Why are you trolling? Why are you trolling right now?
I know Dembokunda, but there's no Gambisara.
See, if you know Subhanallah, I know Dembokunda over Gambisara is crazy.
No, I'm joking about. Yeah. I've been to Gambisara so many times. It's nice.
Nah, don't try it. Tongu, Allah likes the truth. Allah.
Gambisara is nice.
Allah is watching. Don't judge it. Gambisara is what?
It's nice.
No. It's the.
But not compared to Sabi.
Subhanallah. Yeah, period. Wait, we all know, even when it comes to soccer,
what?
We are better than you guys.
The Brazil of Soninke is Sabi.
When was the last time I took a cup?
When was the last time you took a cup?
Subhanallah. In the village, we always take it.
In the village?
Uh-huh. We talk about the village right now.
That year when I was at A1.
Kamisara?
No, Sabi.
Yo, listen.
Hey.
If you don't see us winning, it means there's no tournament playing.
Nah, if we being honest, the Mukunda was the best when it came to the saga.
Nah.
Police.
Police? Ask police. We won like two cups from the Mukunda. They won just one.
But Bauman, maybe that was in your time, like when you was there.
Still.
I mean, we both was there at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Was there at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, you're older than him, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, that's why you did.
Really?
I don't think so.
But he is.
I don't know.
I'm not giving you maybe. My age. But
Bamaru, really?
You know what? The age, no.
Let's just keep that part.
Wait. Are you over 30?
Not over.
That's what I'm saying. He's not over 30, babe. You're 30.
I'm not 30. You're still from life.
You're 29.
Don't do that.
Yeah, like neck to neck. I feel like.
If he's 29,
always saying my age, bro.
Why you say that?
He about to be 30, bro. He is 30. He just don't want to say his age.
I'm not gonna do that.
Okay, anyway, yeah. Anyway, so this podcast, we wanted to, you know, talk to you about, you know, raising kids in Gambia, your thoughts about it, you know. What is your, now that you're here, like, in America, not that you weren't here before, but I'm just saying, like, now that you're dwelling in, and you see, like, relationships, how it is in Gambia versus how couples are here. What are your thoughts on it?
That's a good question.
Okay, this, it used to be easy. Mm-hmm. For me to answer this thing, it was easy. Uh-huh. But now, it's not.
Because you're in America.
Exactly. And I've seen the good side of it, uh-huh, and the bad side of it. Mm-hmm. But I would say still, I believe in raising kids back home.
Why is that though? Like, why back home? Why you say back home is better than here?
Because for me, the benefit of raising your kids at home, back home, mm-hmm, it's not just like the education. Mm. It's knowing where you're from. Your kids, they're gonna know where you're from. Mm-hmm. They would know who you are, mm-hmm, before like coming to this country.
Yeah.
And then, mm-hmm, the most important thing is, even if you're not here, mm-hmm, they will still know like
their family members.
Exactly. Uh-huh. But for me, if you start raising them right here,
yeah,
they will know their uncles that live in this country. Mm-hmm. But back home?
Yeah. I get it, because the difference is like, for example, they'll know all of the family. Because even when you're back home, you'll know, okay, this person's in America, this person's in Spain.
Exactly.
I understand where you're coming. That is true, though. Because Encada, one thing about them is they like to make sure you know everybody.
Everybody.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so now that you said that, you don't believe like raising your kids here is good at all?
Like, I've been to this compound before. Maybe I don't have to say where. Mm-hmm. I've seen the kids, mm-hmm, and I fall in love with the way they were raised. Mm-hmm. They pray together.
Mm-hmm. In Gambia? Eating,
right here.
Here?
Yeah. Eating the same pot. Yeah.
Because you said compound. You mean family?
It's a house.
Oh, okay, okay.
She don't speak English. It's okay.
So, I was amazed. I wanted to leave, but I'm like, wait, just wait a little bit. Mm-hmm. See more, mm-hmm, learn more. Mm-hmm. So when they call one, they're not going to say, huh? They say, namu. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's number one. Mm-hmm. The second thing is,
my dad hates home.
Yeah, you're not seeing them sitting on, how we're sitting. They're always sitting on the floor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not, yeah, trust me, they're not allowing them. I'm like, and the most, like, I was shocked not seeing no one of them, mm-hmm, with an iPad or phone or something.
Damn. So you think that's possible? Like,
yeah, I mean, they're doing it here.
Right. So if you just feel like it's more harder to do that here than Gambia?
The reason why I said it's more harder to do it right here, mm-hmm, all of those kids, I think they're like 10, 8. Yeah, 10, 8 or 7. But once your kid starting, like, he start being, let's say, 11, 12, mm-hmm, you're not going to be able to stop them from going outside.
Yeah.
So when they start going outside,
yeah,
the thing is, you home, they're outside. What they doing outside?
Yeah, that's true. You don't know what's going on out there.
Who they rolling with.
Mm-hmm.
So they come back home.
Yeah.
Mostly we don't ask them what you do outside.
Uh-huh. Wow. That is a good thing. Like, that's something that I feel like we should implement. Especially with
most
him.
We'll be asking them is, go sali.
Yeah, exactly. We don't even think they pray. That's a bad thing.
So go sali.
Yeah, facts.
What was you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I was outside. We're not asking them that.
We know you was outside.
Good.
What were you doing outside? So,
the thing is, thing is, they went outside for, let's say, less than 4 hours, because I'm not going outside for like 1 hour. Mm-hmm. Let's say 2 hours. The park, the playground.
Yeah.
My kid is good. Your kid is not. Mm-hmm. But so they start moving. What happened next?
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. Because a lot of the thing is, I feel like we have to be more like, okay, what did you do? Or be in their life or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because exactly. Or give them a time. Like, okay, you're outside. You could have a little bit of fun. But don't go too far where, you know, like, give them bear boundaries, I think it's called.
The yeah, thing is, invite this, your friends. This house here, mm-hmm, is like a prison. Mm-hmm. When you go outside, Yeah. You want to stay outside.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah.
You don't want to come back, sit, watching TV. Yeah. Let's see. The most they be watching, the good cartoon that they be watching is Omar and Anna.
Mm, yeah, that's what every kid watches now. So,
Omar and now, Anna. It's boring.
Yeah, because they get to an age where it's like, right,
wherever you go, it's Omar and Anna.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
So, you go outside, you see, let's say you're good, you don't even, like, you have no bad habits, you don't do nothing bad, but you see some kids, they're cussing, you're like, yo, I'm from the U.S.
Yeah, I want to...
They're acting like gangsters.
Yeah.
I want to be tough like them.
Hmm.
So, you're done.
Yeah, 100.
That's how it starts.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, you could do it. But for you to be able to do that, it's like you have to lock your kids like in a cage, because this is a cage for me.
Yeah. Nah, 100%. It's mainly the friends. That's why me and Binta always would say, like, invite their friends over. Because a lot of our parents, they didn't want to invite our friends. They're like, oh, no, this is a Christian, yada, yada, yada. No, we don't do that. But I'm like, but if they were to invite them, maybe we could teach them something. You know what I mean? Like, okay, oh, wow, Muslims do this? Because a lot of the time, these Christians, when they see how we operate as Muslims, they also... like start liking it,
yeah.
And that makes them come into the religion in a sense. You know what I mean?
Trust me, they love it. They see us the way we raise our kids.
Yeah,
they love it. They want their kids to be like that.
Yeah, 100. Mm-hmm.
But the biggest problem is,
mm-hmm,
right here. We're talking about them coming over, you going over.
Yeah.
But what about the schools?
But that's why I told you about the Islamic schools,
uh-huh, which I'm looking into.
Okay, good. Because there's no cursing, no fighting over there.
You don't know.
I mean, even there is. It's not as much as these public schools, especially when they're teaching them about stuff that we don't really believe in. That's not at the Islamic schools, right?
No. But listen, the thing is, before going to boarding school, I was a good kid. I was so, so good. I was like...
Oh, you was in boarding school?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Masjid Bilal.
Oh, but you didn't.
The worst of the worst.
But you.
I don't look. This, I'm not doing
this. You didn't memorize.
Because the thing is, me going there, we had an agreement. Me, uh-huh, my uncle,
yeah,
my dad.
Uh-huh.
Don't go this. Just finish it.
Oh, okay. Go. Yeah.
So they thought that was the good thing. That was the only way they could send me. But that was their biggest mistake. Because. Okay. I did everything to finish it, like, quick.
Yeah, okay.
So, when I was done, I'm like, so...
What are we doing now?
We're done now. They're like, nah, you stay. I'm like, oh, yeah? Like, now you're going to see the real...
Yes, sir.
Now, I start running, bro.
Oh, must you be that?
I'll be outside for, like, 2 months.
La ilaha illallah.
Trust me, more than 3 months.
Like, not go home.
They're looking everywhere, but
yeah, Masjid Bilal is a sorry. Let's break that down. Masjid Bilal, or it's a tahfiz, which means boarding school, Islamic boarding school, where a lot of times they send us to go memorize the Quran or learn the Quran. So that's what he's talking about. All right, you can continue.
Yeah. So the first time I think it was a month and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on it 2 weeks. So. I run like the way we say. I flew from the school.
You ran away. Uh huh.
So they was looking for me in the village, like far places. But I was right there. Like, I'm seeing their every move. I'm seeing everything that they did, like calling, doing everything. But I was living with a friend back then.
Oh,
he knows everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
My dad, to be honest, he don't care. He knows where I was at.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He just don't care. He was just acting like...
He didn't know what was going on.
I'm
going
to kill this kid. But he knew. Because he didn't want me to go to boarding school in the first place.
Okay, yeah.
But since, like, we Sonny Kiss, like,
yeah.
I'm not saying we Sonny Kiss. Even we are the Muslim.
Yeah.
Even, how to call it? If Ankau, like, yeah, let's say your uncle,
mm-hmm,
or your bahore,
yeah,
Yo, you all know what
it's like. It's uncle too, but like yeah, okay. From the father's side, it's so both.
Your Baware,
yeah,
he got the say. Even if your dad wants this, but oh, he wants that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In our culture, right?
Yeah. So we go with what he says.
Yeah.
What he wants.
Yeah.
So my dad, he was in support of me going to the boarding school. But
because his elder brother said, "Nah, he should go." And a lot of the times in our culture, it's like, okay, they like to respect their brothers to the point where they disregard what they want.
Exactly, because the reason why I was in a nursing school, like let's say kindergarten, so I was doing so good, I got so much sponsors.
Oh,
the white people.
Ah, uh-huh.
Yeah. So,
in Gambia?
Yeah, trust me. I had like
they were doing sponsors in Gambia.
Yeah, trust me. Yo.
No, no.
My head, it was like every exam, I'm
like, yeah, you was like an A student, okay.
So they're like, nah,
this kid is too smart.
If he continue like this,
yeah,
he's gone. So they take me out of the.
Oh damn, they took you out of the English school for. Ah damn, I get what you mean.
So my dad,
they thought you were going to Kufara. Exactly. They thought you were going to be a captain.
He hated that. So what he wanted was like, let my kid, like, I want the best for him.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they was like, nah.
Yeah.
He couldn't, like, he's not going to be like a Muslim or continue being Muslim. Once he's done, he's gone, he's gone.
Damn.
So, they're like.
So pretty much they thought, hey, he was about to lose his ways.
Exactly. So
and become a kufar just because he was going to school and acing all the time. That's crazy.
The thing is, my dad was in U.S. for, let's say, more than 30 years. So he don't mind.
Oh, they got a different mindset.
But my mom, she's the typical Soninke.
No,
but that's why they don't believe in like secular knowledge. They always be like, this college is not good. These colleges is, yeah, just focus on learning how to cook, learning how to. I'm not saying you don't need to know how to do those things,
yeah.
But look at where it's college, like college has taken people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have another source of education.
Back then, you're not convincing my mom. No matter what you do,
yeah,
she's not listening. And my uncle, the same thing.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is,
yeah,
he got kids. None of them went to boarding school.
Damn. See? That's crazy. No problem. Yeah, that's crazy right there.
They all went abroad, let's say UK, for studies. But since we're like, okay.
So pretty much he didn't want to see y'all succeed. And not trying to bash the guy, but that's what it sounded like. Like, okay, I want my kids. Maybe he see you was probably going to be better than his sons, and it was like, nah, but we can't have that. Let's take him out because he's being mad successful in school, getting all these sponsors. My kids is there. They're not getting anything. Why is that? Just it's like kind of hater.
But then, well, like, we got this white people coming in, like, every semester, they come in.
Yeah.
With books, everything. So they will see who got the good brain, who's doing good.
Mm.
So they will want to sponsor you, take care of everything. You pay your school bills, everything.
Wow.
So I got more than 5 white people
that wanted to sponsor you.
Exactly. And they started. They was giving me everything. They was paying my schools, everything.
I so your dad even had to worry about paying the school?
Nothing, bro. I was moving with their kids.
Yeah.
Going like to the hotels.
Damn.
Pools.
You was living life.
Bro, I was a prince back then.
I would say he was a prince out here.
You see this? Like U-turn is like this, but mine was not a U-turn. It was
a big U-turn.
Yo,
it's crazy.
Then I went to the boarding school, so I'm like, you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah.
But before going to the boarding school, the first thing they did was send us to the village.
Oh damn! Yeah.
We went through hell. Me, my kid brother. Trust me, we went through hell in our own compound, bro, in our own house.
But I feel like a lot of the time, well, because when we was there, they did the same thing to my cousin. Like, okay, they were like, you know what? We're going to send you to the village instead to go suffer. They want you to suffer there. So then you could be like, oh, damn, let me go back to the boarding school. I'd rather that. Because when you go to the village, they put you to work. They put my cousin to work. One time I came from, because I was in boarding school. I didn't do all of that. So I was like going to try to memorize it. I didn't either, but, you know, so. I went to the village for a vacation. We call it, you know, a little break, school break.
Oh.
when we went, like, Sunday, right? So we went, I see my cousins, subhanAllah, they look dusty, like, mad dust. I said, yo, they putting y'all through the ringer, bro. Yo. Like, he was, like, they look like they was hard working. Like, they put them through slavery out there, subhanAllah.
It was crazy. Mine, my uncle, I got two uncles that were living in the city. Mm-hmm. So, the other one is the richest in the Gambia.
Who?
Babasiru.
Mm, Basiru Jowder. If you know, you know. Per, he came from my house. I mean, I don't know if we want to jack that.
So,
yeah, him. You ain't meet my kismet. Mari, Mari Saganoko. No. Richest man de Gambia. For the Gambia.
Nah,
the richest man. Mari Saganoko. You ever heard of kismet, Mari? No. Mari Saganoko?
Nah.
You know what? Y'all hate her.
Everyone knows Basiru Jowder.
I don't know Basiru Jawara. Who that?
You don't know who?
Who Basiru Jawara? Talk about that short guy that used to come to Sumburagati?
See?
Who that guy? Bro, don't look rich, bro. Makisma, you see him, you know the man's is dripped. He had the watches. Flick of the wrist.
No,
Basiru had the watches. I ain't gonna lie. That's one.
He don't need it.
You didn't see Makisma's car. My grandfather's car was flaming hot Cheetos. Yes, yo, sir.
Whatever you say. It don't matter. Everyone knows that he's the richest man.
Because you know why? This is why. I'm going to tell y'all the real story. My grandfather, don't laugh, man. My grandfather was supposed to be the richest man in Gambia.
Was supposed to.
He messed up. That's the problem. He trusted the wrong person. It's a sad story in my family, but yeah, bro, he messed up. He trusted one of his friends, gave him half of the diamond that he found. No, we'll say that. You want me to say that story? My grandfather's story? Okay. So, you know, my grandfather was broke. I looked over. He had no money, right? And then, you know, there was a war in Sierra Leone, right? Sierra Leone at the time. And he was like, I got to go. And all his brothers were like, yo, you must be crazy. There's a war going on. Why would you go to Sierra Leone in this time? I don't know, man, but I got to go. They like, okay, go and die. Like, you know, go and die. We don't care for you. Like, you know what I mean? And then he went. And then the day he went, I think he said like a week, he was in the Gune, which is the jungle. He said he was roaming around the jungle, and then he just happened to kick something. He was like, what is that? It was a diamond, a big diamond. Supposedly, because my ustaz Mulami Njangana, he said that was the biggest diamond to ever be found during that time.
Wow.
You know, but Makisma, because he was with his friend, he like they broke the diamond into like pieces.
Oh.
So he said, okay, you take this. Because he thought he would get caught, and then, you know, they would take it from him. So they try to split it in case if one of them get caught, the other has.
Because of the rebels.
Yeah, the rebels that was there. So he gave it to his friend. Now, you know, they got out. Alhamdulillah. Masibo, now it's time. They get to Gambia. Now the friend hid from him. He couldn't find his friend. The friend traveled to Angola. And what I heard was that friend is the second richest man in Angola.
The second richest man in Angola?
In Angola. Imagine if my grandfather would have got all that money, bro.
I feel your pain, though.
You know what I mean? That's what it's, and then another thing is, he didn't have education. You see, this is a sad thing. In Africa, they don't think education is something big, right? You see how they didn't think it was big for you. My grandfather didn't have education. So when he sold the diamond, they said, if it was worth, let's say, for example, it was worth $100,000. He sold it for, let's say, $10,000. When it was worth way more. But because he don't know, and they just showed him the money, he's like, oh, wow, this is a lot of money. I never had this.
Nyabanang.
Yeah, I became rich now. You know what I'm saying? So in his mind, yo, I won. But when they found out, like, no, you actually lost. Oh. I mean, he still, alhamdulillah, don't get it wrong. He still had money. My boy was. You know what I mean? My boy was rich. You hear me? But it was the matter of he didn't have that education. But we have a lot of sad stories in my family. I'm
sorry, but still.
It's both of my grandfathers. They both paid it. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
It don't matter. We're still the richest family.
Right.
By technicality. That is by technicality. We're supposed to be the richest. It was technicality. I don't care what anybody says.
But anyways, let me redirect the conversation.
No.
I know me and Bahman, we spoke about this before, but I would like the very best to try to raise my kids in America, do all the things that I need to do, like, you know, taking them to Islamic school, making sure the Quran is something like heavily inside of our homes. But I know you still kind of, I mean, I know you stuck on Gambia, but if all fails, then I don't mind doing that in Gambia. Like, if I see my ways are not working, then I don't mind going to Gambia, you know?
The thing is,
yeah,
I understand what you're saying, but I'm not taking that risk. Because there's just one time. You could do it just once. Mm-hmm. You may have 5, 6, 7, 8, 2, 3 kids. But
the first one is like kind of like almost the most important. Because I feel like with the first one, when he goes through his stuff, and if he's good, a lot of time Banuku, they'll see that and be like, oh, damn, exactly. I want to be like my big brother. So it's mainly the first one you got to really like. You see how we go through the most of somas? Because it's like, if this soma don't do good, they all going to fail, which is the African mentality. It's exactly. Not always like that, but that's how they think.
So wait, Bama, do you personally think that we can do what we want to do?
I don't think you can do it right.
Damn, Mamoru, you supposed to believe in us.
I want you to prove me wrong. Trust me. Because, listen.
Baba.
I love being with my kids. I love being with them. But am I going to sacrifice their future just because I want them to be by my side? No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, so you just send them. But then the thing is with that, the problem is, who's going to raise them?
That's the problem. Now, before I would say I would send them to my mom because she's like that.
She's strict. Okay, yeah.
My dad, he's something else. they cannot do it no more.
Yeah, they old right now. It's like, it's not easy like back then.
So sending them back home is, I don't mean like sending them back just to Gambia or any, just send them to a Muslim country. Have them know their deen first. Then if they know that, and they grow up like a little older, send them back to Gambia.
Okay.
Have them know your roots.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That sounds like a good plan. No, I'm not all that.
What I believe in, if someone know your roots, they know what they're doing. But if they don't, they just like, yo, I don't know you.
No, I can vouch for that because before I went to Gambia, almost 18 years, I didn't go to Gambia. I felt like I knew everything, you know. I didn't need the people in Africa. But once I went, like, it opened my eyes. Like, this is my family. This is where my parents came from. I need to know where I came from. And it made me, like, a little bit more wiser. But back to what you were saying about the Muslim country. I eventually don't want to live in America, period. Like, I'm trying to pack my bags and go live in a Muslim country.
Well, I'm not going. I'm staying.
You trying to get us kicked out of the America, bro? Just because we got a citizenship and we got our passports and stuff, they can still try to kick us out for this.
I'm not going. I'm staying.
She said that. I didn't say it. If I do actually plan it.
Yo, she's been saying that.
She said that.
She's saying it like she believes in it.
She wants to go.
But you don't want to?
Subhanallah. I mean, like I said, we are alive. I didn't say a word, okay? Now, y'all want to kick somebody out, y'all can take her, but not my son. Inshallah, all right?
But what you think about that, Bama, like going to settle down in a Muslim country?
Listen, like, it's like immigrating again.
And that's okay. Like, in order to get the things you want, no offense, Bama, America's great and all with the income and yada, yada, yada. But America's not the best place, you know?
Kela oronu hidi, subhanallah.
And get on hidi. Okay, let me ask you this. You've been to Saudi, right?
Yes.
How are they living over there?
Fantastic.
I'm not gonna lie, the black people, like African Americans, they're not living so good. But that's not my point. I'm not gonna go anywhere. They're living like because they don't have kaitunu. They are like on the run every day. Literally, when we was going to the Kaaba, whenever the police come by, like when they selling stuff on the street, they all pack their stuff and run. But I'm not saying I will go to Saudi though.
Okay, I'm just saying. So let's say you go to Saudi.
After that, now we're not invited to Saudi. Babe, why are you trying to ruin our life? Saudi also going to say, you are not allowed, Binta. Don't violate. Saudi, we love you guys. I'm here to say, no, we love you. Yes.
I've never been, but I'm looking forward to it. Okay, so the thing is, you go to Saudi. Tell me, the employment rate in Saudi, you know how much is it?
It's very bad, but I never say I'm going to Saudi, so stop saying Saudi. You're the country that I will go to.
So what country do you want to go to?
I will go to Dubai.
Dubai?
Free Palestine. Listen. How about Egypt.
Okay, you'd rather go to Saudi than go to Dubai?
No, I'd rather go to Dubai than Saudi.
You know living in Saudi is more easier than living in Dubai?
Why you say that?
You've been to Dubai?
Twice.
What currency you use?
UAE.
UAE. How much you change? Like, how much is
it's a big difference. I'm not gonna lie, but I could get a remote job from here and live in the UAE. I'm not saying like I'm hoping this podcast blows up. We could live anywhere and not work.
The thing is, I'm my whole life.
She could do that, but I can't.
Listen, my whole life
I can live remotely.
Damn. I'm not relying on I could. Mm. I don't know what happened next. I don't know what happening tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not relying on that. Mm. The thing is, I see today.
Yeah.
And I know what I've been through yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not risking nothing for like.
Yeah, for the future, yeah.
I'm not doing that.
You're not doing that.
Because like I've been through, like, I'm not saying hell, but a lot.
What you went through?
I was knocking at the door.
Don't.
They just did not open it.
Mm.
I was almost in hell, bro.
Stop lying.
Trust me. I know what I've been through.
Yeah, you've been through a lot in life.
So, this country, no, I did not like this country before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say I love it. I like it right now because I'm living here.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. USA. You heard?
Wife. So, I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
But before, I wanted to go to the UK.
Yeah.
The reason why I wanted to go to the UK is to play soccer.
Oh, you want to go pro? Oh,
trust me, yeah.
Well, we got a future superstar right there.
I'm not seeing this one.
No, I don't do that to my son, bro. How you do my son like that? Yo,
bro. This one is just good for my bodyguard.
Boy is a future superstar. Whether soccer or basketball, inshallah, very soon, brother will be successful. You are also, you're laughing now, but you won't laugh later. I tell you that much.
Let's see. We will see.
Muhammad will be a superstar. Remember the name. Muhammad Sanogo. Remember the name.
All right. We'll see. So, for me,
yeah.
Whatever you say, whatever you do, even if I see you raise someone perfect, and no one is perfect, but if I see someone that has been raised here, good,
mm-hmm.
I'm still taking my kids back home.
I mean, we have an example right in front of us. My wife. She was raised here. Like she said, she didn't go until she was 18, but mashallahumma ba.
But was
she better than me?
Her eyes was not fully open. It's not till she went back.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
At a Hawaii.
Yeah.
Like, she has not seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
We're not living good over there.
Yeah.
We ain't got that, like, enough food to eat over there.
Hey, I think we eat more in Gambia than here.
What we eat right here is more healthier than Gambia. I'm not gonna lie.
You think so?
Trust me.
Nah, I think Gambia.
We ain't got the clean water. But the thing is, I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
I would take that over this 100 times.
Don't say that, dude.
Trust me.
Imari rambate, boy. Who?
There's a saying, you don't know what you got till you lose it.
Right? Yes, sir. That's a fact. Yeah.
I've been around the world, so I've seen a lot.
Yes, sir.
Seeing a lot make me realize I had it all.
Ha, Allahu Akbar.
Trust me.
Allahu Akbar.
It wasn't good.
Yeah.
Gambia is something else.
Yeah.
Let's say it's small.
Yeah.
It's not clean, but I'm proud of that. I'm proud of like being a Gambian.
Yes, sir.
And I want my kids to know that they're Gambians.
Huh? Allah.
They're 100% Gambian. That's not gonna change.
And I'm from Gambisara.
From Sabi. Look, Gambisara. Go see Sabi.
Gambisara for the lover.
Go throw my degum in Pola.
You got that? What? You got a road like that?
We say it like that.
No, I
do not care.
We have a nice road too. Don't play that. He said a road to until the mayor's office. Well, we have a road.
Yo,
everywhere.
Your village is divided.
Y'all have a divided village.
No, you got Kura this side. You ain't got Kura the other side. So
you say you have electricity on one side.
So my village is like, you know.
That's not 50. True though. Wait, let me think. I gotta really think about that one. I ain't gonna lie.
See?
I ain't gonna lie. That one kinda got me a little bit right there. I ain't gonna lie.
Trust me.
That was before. The Misara is lit now.
Now.
before we end today's wonderful episode, we hope you guys enjoyed.
Yeah.
But we have a special sponsor today, Tax Prep by Biagi Sise. He has a Bachelor's of Science in Accounting and with a minor in Business, Master's in Science and Taxation.
Master's?
And he's certified as a CPA, which means Certified Public Accountant.
What?
And he's licensed to work within New York State.
Word, babe, do you know he's been working in corporate America for 5 years within the tax sector?
So, wow, he must really know what he's doing.
Babe, he's been tax prep for over 5 years in the community, babe, our community.
Alhamdulillah.
And we all know what we said about our podcast. It's for who?
Our community.
There we go.
Someone who's always giving into the community, always trying to benefit where he came from. Alhamdulillah. Like, you already know their heart is clean. They have the purest intentions for all of us. But alhamdulillah, even we use Biagi to file our taxes last year. How was your experience?
You already know. Like I said, Biagi Ntoko, everybody knows a brother named Biagi is a trustworthy brother. As you know, myself, my name is Biagi.
Alhamdulillah.
So if you know the vibes. He's very trustworthy. He helped us see all avenues, which is why I really liked it.
Right. When we was having issues, like we were not sure how should we go about putting certain things on our taxes. He literally sat there and showed us how much we would get for each outcome. Like if we did this, how much would we get? If we did this, how much we get? He advised us what is better.
Yep.
And babe, I'm not going to lie. Like I've done taxes before with other people and they don't have as much patience as Biagi has with us. Alhamdulillah.
Biagi. Do you not hear the name? Biagi.
Alhamdulillah. But even
in
this.
In Sarankula, what is Yage? Honey.
Honey? Oh, yes.
English
sweet.
Is. We are very
and
sweet.
And the benefits of honey? Alhamdulillah. So
you
good.
See the vibes. Biagi. Remember, hit up my brother, Matoma.
Right. He's happy to take consultation on any tax matters. You just have to give him a call. And BNB Edition has come with a deal. It's a steal. It's a steal. It's a steal.
Everybody knows we all love a deal.
We have partnered with Biagi to give our listeners, our viewers, our family a big, amazing deal for this whole month. As soon as this episode drops from February 5th
to March 5th,
our listeners, if you text BNB Edition to 917-553-8167, you'll be able to get $20 off your tax filing.
$20.
Hurry up and hop on this wave right now. Trust. His prices is not even like expensive. So imagine you already taking $20 off that deal, babe. You basically got your taxes done for free.
Almost like that, right?
Alhamdulillah.
I wish they did that for us last year, right?
I know, but we care about our family, our viewers so much. That's why we give me this deal. But hurry up because after the month, if you don't,
I mean, you know, because we love our listeners, we love our supporters. So we said, it can't just end in 1 month.
Right.
We got to do at least some deal for the ones who maybe didn't hear it within that time.
Or the new family members, right.
Exactly, because some people might join after the month. Right. Who knows? So we said, we got to do something. So for those of you who missed that time period from February 5th to March 5th, don't worry. We got you guys.
Gotcha.
Don't forget to text him still. You still have to text him and say you got the reference from us.
Make sure you text 917
553-8167. Yep, and make sure, you know, what your deal is you're going to get $10 off.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as much, but, you know, that's the, you know.
That's still basically 95% off your tax file.
That's crazy, but you know the vibes. So, you know, we got to look out for our people as always. And like I said, from day one, this is for who? This is for the community.
This is for us to elevate, right?
Exactly.
And any questions you have with him about like finances, he's so kind and patient. He'll be able to answer it to the best of his knowledge. But he knows everything.
Yeah.
So you don't got to worry about
that. 5 years, man. 5+ years, actually.
Right. Alhamdulillah.
Cinco plus for the Spanish listeners. Because I've seen we got people listening from Mexico. So cinco plus me. You know, 5+ years. Años.
Mi prima. Mi primos.
You know the vibe.
Alhamdulillah. Hit up Tax Prep Service. We'll put all this info in the description of this episode. And please hit him up. He knows what he's doing.
And don't forget to tell him who shouted you out.
Remember, you text BNB Edition to the number that we mentioned and the number that we will list below. In order for you to get this deal, it's only if you mention BNB Edition.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. But alhamdulillah, thank you so much, Biag, for sponsoring this episode. May Allah put barakah into your business.
Amina.
May Allah protect it from evil eye.
Amina.
And may Allah allow the community to benefit so much for this.
Amina.
But without further ado, we're going to end this beautiful episode.
And we're going to end it with Assalamu alaikum.
Wait, babe. We just want to say, if you like Baumaru so much, if you really enjoyed the conversation that he gave,
yes.
There's a part two coming out soon.
Hey, don't give them the spoiler. Why are you going to spoil it? But you know the vibes, yeah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters.
Until the next episode.
Peace.